My name's Casey Kuhn, and I work at PBS NewsHour West. I'm an associate producer, so that means I kind of am the catch-all for things to do here, if that includes writing daily news stories to air on our Westerly broadcasting stations. Basically, this new bureau is meant to update the NewsHour show for the West Coast audience with any news that happens between 6 o'clock Eastern and 6 o'clock Pacific. So we also are trying to do a lot more stories out of the West, focusing on states like California or here in Arizona or up in Washington, just anywhere we can find a good story that's not based on the East Coast. And then so my job would be to make all the calls, produce the stories, write the stories, and then edit them together for air.
Tell me the top three things you learned interning at WFHB.
So I learned so many things at WFHB. I was there for several years, and it's kind of where I learned all the building blocks of reporting, of doing radio, doing local news. So the top three things I learned, the first one was definitely how to cold call people, because I don't think I ever learned that skill in just my normal life. I pretty much only texted people, or, you know, it was just not something I grew up doing, was calling people. So I really had to work up the nerve to call people I didn't know. And that was one big skill that has obviously helped me a lot, because it's a pretty necessary one in reporting. And then the second most important thing I learned was how to find good and relatable sources in the local community. It was there that I learned to not just go for the first source in a press release or just call the first person you see, and to really learn who can make the connections for you and who can help you find the best voice for your story to help illustrate a point or to help tell their story. And then I think kind of in the same vein, the third thing that was most important to learn was just the importance of local voices and the importance of representation of those voices on air, just making sure that the local community is feeling heard and feeling like they are a part of this community radio station. And I think being a local reporter for so long, the importance of reporting even really tiny things, really small things in the community, really go a long way in building listener trust and connecting with your audience.
I was going to ask you why you think community reporting is important or is valuable. Is there anything else you want to say on that point?
Well, I think community radio and community reporting is so important because it's an outlet that you can't get anywhere else. It's a place for people to come to for a trusted voice. It's a place for people to come to that they know the people that they're hearing. They see these people out in the community, and it's not some, you know, host that's in, you know, a different time zone or even in a different city. So I think it's just really important that people feel connected to their local news, because that's really important to build trust, especially in this day and age when it feels like the news is, you know, miles away.
Do you happen to have any anecdotes to share from your time at WFHB?
Well, I was there for a really long time, and a lot of it kind of blended together, and it's been a little while. But kind of back to that cold calling thing, I always tell people this when I tell people to go volunteer at WFHB if they're just starting out reporting, because I would literally sit there at the computer, like scared to death to even pick up the phone to call someone, and I would wait for hours until like the news director would leave that little newsroom so I could call and even just leave a voicemail. And like that, I think now looking back on it, it's kind of hilarious that I was so terrified of the phone. But like, you have to get over that fear if it's something you're not used to or if it's something that doesn't come naturally to you. And it just took so long to do that. And then another story that I can remember, so when I was there, I had Allison Bechtush was my news director, and then Joe Crawford. And it felt like from like the first couple times I started volunteering there, I felt like just a family. I always feel like WFHB is just so welcoming, and a great place for people to learn and meet new people. And all the people I met there are still my friends. And the last day of me hosting the Daily Local News, they had covered up a part of the script, and I was so clueless just trying to get ready to go on air that I didn't really notice it. And it was a goodbye. It was like a little goodbye that my co-host read on air, and I like almost teared up, and I kept that. So I still have that script, and I still have that recording somewhere on a thumb drive, and that just means a lot to me. And yeah.